Hey, I'm Sherry.
And I'm Marty.
Tired of hearing bad news everywhere you turn? Well, we are.
We're taking a little journey back to simpler times. Come along for the ride as we share some of our fun childhood memories. Might even jog some of your memories, too.
I don't know, Marty. My memory lane is like a cul-de-sac these days.
Hey, that is not going to stop us. Come join us for
Just Jiggle the Handle. We've talked about birthday parties, and I think I can only remember one. I think you talked about one at one point.
I don't remember.
Or you didn't remember your birthday parties.
Yeah.
But were there any other parties that you did your family at parties, or did you have any parties?
No, my parents would have bridge parties, but we weren't a part of that. But I was a huge party planner. I would plan these. We had a book. I wish I had it now. It was the Fun Encyclopedia. And it was a huge, thick book that would have all these fun things you could do as a kid and all these games. And most of them were really stupid. But it was a whole book dedicated to fun things to do. And one of them was, you know, about throwing a party. And I wanted so badly to throw a really great Halloween party. And every year I would plan for it. And I think it probably just never went over well with my parents to have a bunch of people in our house because I had it. In fact, I found my little, I'm guessing, gosh, this handwriting looks like it might
Wait,
be.
You have it?
I found it in the garage this week. Yeah. Oh, the things that I had written up that I was going to do at this Halloween party that I never, ever had. And I want to say I am reading it here for the first time. But number one, first we meet in the driveway and everyone is told not to say a word. Number two, I think I wrote this maybe in third grade, I'm guessing, judging by the handwriting. Two, one at a time, they hold on to a long rope that begins at the front door. Three, in the living room, there is a coffin in which a body... I don't know where I thought I'd get a coffin. There is a coffin in which a body looks dead and then slowly starts to rise. Four, in the kitchen, water will drip slowly into a metal pan. Five, in the dining room, a piece of paper is caught in the fan. Six, in the bushes, I don't know where we went to get to the bushes. In the bushes, someone could rattle a chain.
Oh, this is great.
In the basement, someone would start groaning. When they get downstairs, they close the door behind them. Nine, at the door, someone would greet them and their hand would fall off. 10, on the right side, someone would sprinkle water on their face. 11, on the left, a skeleton moves. And the person that threw water pulls the person away. 12. Then at the beginning of the hall, they will step on a plank that will start the sewing machine.
Oh, it's great. Oh my God.
13. From the bathroom will come a sudden screaming. 14. In the living room, this is the downstairs living room, there is a graveyard scene. 15, at the door, there will be a disappearing skeleton. No plans for how that was going to happen. 16, at the door of the bedroom, a hand will put ice cold water on the face. 17, when everyone is in the bedroom, we will do the Halloween stunt, which goes like this. Once upon a time in this very town lived a miserly man whose name was Brown. Alack and alas, on a Halloween night, he was terribly murdered because of spite. And ever since then, he has roamed the earth to warn and to haunt the place of his birth. Tonight, we have some of his restless... I can't read my writing. Tonight, we have some of his restless... something. So we'll make you acquainted at once with his brains... I don't know what rhymed.
Maybe it said friends. Does friends and brains kind of rhyme?
Some of his restless remains. Ah, tonight remains. We have some of his restless remains. So we'll make you acquainted at once with his brains. And now your shuddering touch will know the victim's hair has continued to grow. Next page. He heard too well the tingle of gold. It's a powerful bar that you now hold. His hand is clammy, cold and still. No longer can it shoot to kill. His eyes were small but very keen, though the kind deeds of the earth they've never seen. He talked a lot when he was young. Now you're feeling of his tongue. So I guess I had all these things like brains and, you know,
yeah,
that
but
would
you,
go along
that
with
is
that.
Not a third grader. That, I mean, if that's how you were talking and writing in at 8 years old.
Oh, well, no, I have a feeling I copied this poem from the book. So I probably have to credit the Fun Encyclopedia. But I'm sure it said, you know, have a bowl of peeled grapes and have
eyeballs.
Have
and
a ox tongue or something.
I love the, I think my favorite is the step on a plank and it starts the sewing machine.
Yeah.
That is so cute. I love that.
But
I love that you saved
it. For some reason, I never got it organized. I mean, every year I would come up with a great Halloween party plan and never had a party. But
yeah, but Marty, it's the journey, right?
Yeah, yeah. But it was always kind of a disappointing time.
Yeah.
I would work on it for weeks planning this thing. And
but let me ask you, did your parents like not say, they never came out and said no, it just kind of never
just
happened?
Just kind of never happened, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I kind of feel like that. I experienced a lot of that stuff. And so you had the hope that maybe, you know, or my mom would say maybe, but maybe really meant it was never going to happen. But wow, it's such elaborate planning you had. I mean, it's just, you were destined to be a director. I mean, you just are.
Well, you know,
you directed the whole thing.
Not only that, but the planning, as you know, I was an assistant director and most of assistant director is planning the shoot, you know, helping get the location, schedule the show, plan. And who gets there when, what you're going to shoot when, and, you know, just all the things that are needed. And I guess I was destined to be a planner. But fortunately, we actually ended up shooting the movies that I planned.
Yeah.
That would have really been crushing. I didn't get the Halloween party and didn't get the movie shot.
I wonder did your parents know that you had it all written down? Like, do you remember if you shared that?
You know, I don't know if they did. Or maybe I did and they kind of went, well, that'd be hard to do because where are we going to be? You've got them going through the whole house. And
yeah, they'd come in and be all adult about it and shoot it down.
Yeah. Actually, my friend Carol reminded me recently that she and I wanted to give a party, and my mom, who was a working woman, said it was fine if we did all the work, if we did everything to get ready, which included cleaning up the house. So we got very organized. We sat down and figured out a time schedule for getting ready, and we wrote out estimates for how much time each thing would take, you know, the time estimate for vacuuming the house, the time we needed for getting the snacks, setting everything up. All the things that would need to happen to make us ready for the party. And then we counted up our time estimates and realized it would take so long to get ready that we wouldn't have time for an actual party. So once again, a party I planned didn't happen. But I guess in retrospect, at least I got more experience at planning and scheduling, which came in handy for my job later on.
Right.
And I will add one thing that when Scott and I got married, I put together our wedding in a week and a half, and it did happen. So, you know, I have to cut myself a little slack.
Yes, indeed. That's too bad that you didn't get to have your party, though.
No, one day we will.
And what a nerd, both of you, that you guys were adding up the time.
I think my mom was pretty smart.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you get everything ready and then sure, you can have a party.
Yeah, I love that. What a great story. Well, I don't have any, we would never have had a party at our house. Our house was small and messy and I was embarrassed by it and always was. And I loved my family dearly, but there were a lot of other things going on and I couldn't imagine. I never had friends over or anything.
Oh.
And I liked it that way. I mean, and my friends would say, hey, can I come over? No, let's go to your house, you know, and I never said anything, but I was embarrassed. But when our school went from, you graduated, it was called junior high. They didn't call it middle school, but you'd graduated ninth grade and then you went to 10th, 11th and 12th was high school. And so the high school I went to, there were two junior highs that were the primary junior highs that fed into our high school. And so when I graduated junior high, I was excited to go to high school and it was going to be different this time, you know, and I was going to meet all these cool people. And the other junior high was kind of they were a lot of rich kids, a lot of kids that were sons and daughters of famous people. And then there were regular people. I mean, it was all pretty middle class, but they were definitely upper middle class. And we were on the other side of the tracks, kind of middle class as well. But our family was lower middle class, I would say. But in 10th grade, grade, I met my friend Judy, who's still one of my best friends, and she came from that other junior high, and we met in gym class and got to be friends, and she's friends with everybody. So she was like the perfect person to meet in 10th grade. And she introduced me to a whole bunch of people. And so when we went into 10th grade, most of us were 15. You know, we were going to turn 16 that year. And my birthday's in March. And I never mentioned my birthday. I never want anybody to know my birthday. And I just didn't. But, you know, turning 16 is a big deal for a lot of people. And where I grew up, you should have had a sweet 16, and it was usually held at a very nice restaurant, or it was at a house, but it was very fancy and you dressed up. And I don't know, we should look that up. I don't know how it originated, but it was kind of a, you're not a little girl anymore kind of a thing. And I went to a few, but we had talked about, everybody was talking about their sweet 16s, and I'd become pretty close with Judy. And I just told her, I said, yeah, my parents aren't going to, you know, they don't have the money. I'm not going to have a sweet 16. I know that. And that's okay. But I was a little, you know, poor me. And just to give you an idea, so my mom and dad were both heavy smokers, and my dad was a house painter. And I don't know if you ever heard the phrase, the cobbler's children go shoeless, but this is the painter's children go paintless, because our house was not painted. I mean, and my dad was like an artist. He was like an excellent painter, but our house was just junky, you know, and it was dirty and there was nicotine on the walls. Like you could run your finger down and it was disgusting, and it smelled, and the curtain smelled, and it was dirty. And I had a little sister who was 8 years younger. And so her stuff was everywhere. And we had animals that hadn't been fixed. And so there were kitten. It was like hee-haw or something. It was just bad. And I was totally embarrassed. And I didn't want anybody to know anything about me, because I wanted to have my own persona and I didn't want to be judged. And even my elementary school, nobody ever came to my house, ever, ever, ever. So now I go to my brand new high school and I'm meeting all these new people and I'm going to be in with the in crowd. And well, Judy has this idea, and she actually, I don't know how she got a hold of my mother, but she told her she wanted to give me a surprise sweet 16. And my mother thought it was a fantastic idea. Huh. And I'm sure my mother was feeling guilty that we didn't have the money for me to have something at Victoria Station or the Summer House. Those were two fancy restaurants in our area. But my mom knew me. And I mean, I was very open about I do not ever want anybody here. I will never bring anybody here. Mm-hmm. But somehow she gave Judy, you know, Judy told her when she wanted to have it, and Judy had a plan on how to get me somewhere on that day. We ended up playing volleyball, but how to get me back at the house and at what time. And my mom went with it, you know, and my dad, bless his heart, a couple days before it happened, he started painting the house, like the hallways and the living room. He didn't have enough time to prep. So he didn't clean the walls, which is what you would do. Yeah, and my dad is a house painter.
He knows.
And it probably killed him to just slap paint on filthy walls. But hey, there was no time. And my mom tried to straighten up the house a little bit, but it was just like in the kitchen, the grease, not nicotine, but the grease from the frying, going back to the bacon
Crisco
situation. Yeah. Yeah. And all that. It was just disgusting. And it was small. And it was, we rented. It was a junky house. It was just, all of it was bad. So I go to volleyball, we play, and Judy's acting a little weird, but it's okay. I don't really know her that well. I mean, anyway. And so she's saying, oh, well, you know, let's go out to eat or whatever. But let's change first. You know, you should go to your house and change. And I said, I'm fine. You know, whatever I was in, you know, we were going to go to pizza or something. I'm like, no, I'm fine. She's like, no, let's go. And I said, okay. And so we went, and of course she wasn't going to come in my house because nobody's allowed in my house, but walk in the house, my mom sitting on the couch, reading a book, drinking a Coke and smoking a cigarette, which is what she was always doing.
Yep.
And my dad wasn't there. I don't know where anybody at my sister was, but my little sister. But my mom said, oh, can you go in the kitchen and get me a Coke or something? Mm-hmm. And I go in the kitchen and they flip on the lights and surprise. And all these people that I don't know. I had classes with them, but I didn't know them. But Judy knew everybody. She invited everybody.
Whoa.
And that was the first, that's what they saw. And I know I was so mortified. Like I couldn't, I couldn't, it was like your worst nightmare come true, you know? Right. And I secretly had always wanted a sweet 16 or a party or whatever, but I really didn't, you know? And of course, Judy was so proud that she'd pulled this off.
Sure.
And my mom, of course, I was furious. I didn't show it, but I mean, later on, I was just furious. I just thought, that's it. My life is ruined. And all these people are going to go back to school and tell them that I live in the junkiest house and it's filthy and we have no money. And people brought gifts and they didn't know me. So they brought me like a makeup bag with, I mean, it's just... Nobody, or a book on something I wasn't interested in.
Right,
they didn't
sure.
know me, you know,
yeah.
but it was so sweet. And all I could think of, I felt like I was crawling out of my skin. And
oh.
I said, and they were going to order pizza to have it come in. And I said, you know, I think it'd be really fun if we all went out to pizza. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't imagine, I probably would have died. I wouldn't have been able to tolerate sitting there while people are looking around like,
yeah.
oh my God, I can't believe she lives like this. Anyway, so
oh.
we ended up going to Mike's Pizza. My mom didn't even know at that point how I felt.
Oh.
You know, I let her have it when I got home, but I couldn't. And of course, then she was furious with me because
sure.
I was ungrateful and
sure.
ungracious. And,
yeah.
and Judy didn't know. So I wasn't mad at her, but I was mad at my mom because my mom should have said that is just not a good idea. You know,
mm-hmm.
Judy, it's what a sweet idea. And my mom was so angry with me, but I felt like she should have known. Like, I feel like it wasn't about me being ungrateful or not. It was, I feel like I never got over that. And then of course I always felt like they were telling their friends about it. And I don't know if that ever happened. And so that was my big sweet 16 that I had really wanted and it didn't work out quite like I had thought.
That's so sad that you couldn't really enjoy it because that was a really cool thing she did. And I also know as a teenager, you're so conscious of how you look to others, you don't realize that everybody else is thinking the same thing, that they are just as self-conscious about
yeah.
how they look to others and probably didn't care or didn't notice. They were just happy to have a reason for a party. But as a 16-year-old, you don't have that thought process yet.
Yeah. And
it's all about you and how you look.
And this fresh start, you know,
yeah,
here I am
sure.
at this new school.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. I'm going to be somebody more confident or whatever it was,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
I mean, and people from my junior high went to the high school and a couple of them, actually, I don't think any of them were there because Judy didn't know any of them she
right.
didn't go to my junior high. So she hadn't met them yet.
Ah.
So I just, ugh. It just, oh yeah. So, and I'm still not a big fan of parties, by the way. So if you pull out your hat and you're going to be doing some singing telegrams or something, you can
skip yours.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm not good.
Damn it.
I want to be the center of attention, but I'm not good at it.
I was going to give you a Halloween party and...
Well, that's different. That we could work on because you have the plans.
I do.
You
I
know,
have them
I mean,
all laid out. Yeah.
You've got the blueprint.
And
oh
if we could
God,
invite
I'd
the girls
that.
Who came to your 16 party, I need somebody in each room doing something.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, yeah, while they're looking in my drawers and... and looking for bed bugs, they would be happy to assist you in whatever you needed. But yeah.
You know, Carol reminded me of a kit that I made for her or gave her that sounds like it might be right up your alley. It was a do-it-yourself birthday party kit. And it was like a box of things like, for example, there was a picture of a beer can that she was supposed to tape to the front of a tomato soup can, you know, to make it look like she had a beer. And then there was this envelope that was labeled noisemaker. And then when you pull out the instructions, it says, clap your hands and stomp your feet. You know,
oh
just all these little things to make it. I'm sure I threw in balloons and all, but that might be your... answer to parties.
Love it.
I do remember there was this TV show called Laugh-In, and they would make fun of all kinds of things politically. And at the time, it was hysterically funny, or so we thought. Now, probably a lot of the jokes would not cut it, but they were always making Pollock jokes. You know, who was Alexander Graham Bell Polanski, the first telephone pole? I mean, just all the time they were making what they called Pollock jokes. Now, in Laugh-In's defense, don't forget that Poland was a communist country right then, and we were in the middle of a Cold War the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc, and it wasn't that long after the Cuban Missile Crisis, so there is that historical context.
Right.
So with a disclaimer that is now longer than my whole story, and apologies to Polish people everywhere, .. My best friend Carol and I got invited to a Pollock party in keeping with the running theme of our favorite TV show.
Wait, and how old are you in 68?
Must have been, it was like eighth grade, ninth grade. Yeah, probably eighth grade, something like that. And Carol and I got together and went all out. I mean, Carol had her hair in pigtails that were sticking straight up and out every direction with bows and ribbons all over them. And this horrible, horrible blue makeup. I mean, you know, just horrible makeup, like blue eyeshadow. And of course, we were wearing some kind of flowered shirt with plaid pants, you know, just really went the whole crazy and ugly an outfit as could possibly be worn. And I dressed similarly. I was, you know, just as outrageous. And, you know, I'm sure had my little pointy Gary Larson glasses on, among other things, maybe hair in curlers, I think, you know. Anyway, so we get to the party. Nobody else was dressed up. We walked in. And we were wearing these horrible outfits with our hair and makeup, just like we looked like insane people. And we walked in and it was just a regular party. People were getting together and nobody, I don't know who told us it was going to be a
party. Oh my gosh.
Talk about being mortified in front of your friends.
Oh, gosh.
But at least it was the two of us. If I had shown up by myself, I would have just very quietly stepped backwards out the door and run for my life.
God, I wonder who said that.
I don't know. I don't know.
So it was just somebody having a party. It really wasn't anything.
And very possibly somebody said, oh, we could have a Pollock party and everybody dress up. And just nobody did it and thought that was a stupid idea, except for us. We thought it was a great idea.
You hitched your wagon to that and went all out.
Good times. I remember as part of the party, we went for it. We weren't going to go back home. So we just said, what do you mean nobody else is dressed up? And I remember at one point we led a parade out front got a roll of toilet paper, and we decided to put a line down the middle of the road because this was a residential neighborhood and there was no line in the middle of the road. So we got a roll of toilet paper and rolled it down the middle of the road so there would be a line in the road. And it just was part of our concept of the party.
Shtick. Yeah. Yeah. And clearly there was no adult supervision.
Apparently not.
Oh, that's great. But that's one of those things. I mean, it would be great to talk to people. I mean, that had to be such a fun thing, you know, and you know people remember that. I mean,
at the time it was like not how I wanted to make an impression, but once you were there and saw you, what are you going to do? And it was because Carol was such a crazy, fun gal. Fortunately, she was there to just go along with it as opposed to.
Yeah. And then that became your, I mean, you're still friends with her, right?
Yeah,
but something that is like part of your history together, you know, and we've got that with my friends too from high school. And it's just great, you know, just that sweet, innocent, stupid youth.
Yeah. Oh, how about slumber parties?
Oh, yeah. Lots of good material on slumber parties. What comes to mind is mostly like high school stuff. I think when I was a littler kid, I was kind of afraid of, I don't know, I thought somebody was going to get an eye put out or something. I was very nervous that there wasn't a lot of supervision. But high school, we did, have you ever heard of a snatch breakfast?
No.
Well, this is actually not slumber party related, but we would all plot together, four or five of us, and there was one victim, and it was maybe her birthday or something. There was some occasion, but the parents were in on it. The victim's parents were in on it. But we would show up at the victim's house at, I don't know, 4 a.m. And the parents would have left a key for us or left the door unlocked. And then we go in to the bedroom where the victim is sleeping and we say, snatch breakfast, snatch breakfast. And we, like at the top of our lungs. And of course,
my gosh, heart attack.
Exactly. And the person wakes up and is like, what? And then we all go to like a coffee shop, you know, an all night coffee shop, and we're all in our pajamas. But the victim doesn't get to like look in the mirror, nothing. We pull you out of bed and you're in your pajamas and we go to Denny's or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And it was, it was very fun. And then, this is when we were the slumber parties when I was a little bit younger, and like everybody would wear really cute like baby doll pajamas and I don't know, maybe that was like just before junior high or something where we were trying to be cute baby doll pajamas, but there were like scary things that you would do. And one is you try to levitate somebody and...
Oh, I remember the levitation. Yeah.
And everybody would like get around one person and, but we...
And put like two fingers out, right?
Yeah, just, like, yeah.
Two fingers.
Exactly. And, oh, just maybe the person... Maybe there was a chair involved or something. There was something where they were laying across two chairs, maybe. But the idea was to, everybody had two fingers under them, and then you were going to pull the chair out, I think. And they would be levitating. I think that might have been how it went. But you had to say...
if all went
yeah,
well.
You didn't want to be the assistant on that one. But you'd have to say... Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. And everybody had to say it all together. And it was like some kind of a chant. And it's funny, I don't really remember the end of it. Like if we pulled everything out and the person was levitating. Because maybe by having, if there were 10 people and everybody's kind of got two fingers on each hand, I don't know.
I'm betting that if it had ended in an emergency room visit, you probably would have remembered.
Right, exactly.
So it must have gone.
It must have gone well.
As well as
yeah. And then the other one was... I think you go into the bathroom and you look into the mirror. Oh, no, that's what it is. You hold a flashlight under your chin and you and the lights are out in the bathroom and you go in and you light the flashlight under your chin. So you look terrifying and you have to look in the mirror and you have to say, I want to say it was Mary Worth. You have to say it like five times. Mary Worth, Mary Worth, Mary Worth, Mary Worth. And then she's a ghost or something. And if she's there, she's going to show up behind you.
And how often did she show up
behind you? It wasn't. That it was real or not, it was that you were in the bathroom by yourself, kind of taunting Mary Worth to come see you. So it was just, can you get in, say what you need to say, and get out before she shows up? So I don't know that...
So you do it one person after another.
I think so. I don't... Yeah, I think it was kind of like a truth or dare kind of thing. Oh, that was a whole other thing with slumber parties, truth or dare.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awful. But I don't... Well... I don't know. I hated it because it was always going to get to like boys and I was like as pure as the driven snow. So I didn't want to have any of that, you know, because the whatever truth I had, you know, whatever the truth is, I've never kissed a boy. Okay. Well, the dare is you have to go kiss whoever. And I, either way, truth or dare, it was not going to be good for me. But we would also, sometimes we do like makeup or do each other's makeup and hair, you know, we'd get like hot rollers and we'd kind of play beauty parlor, which was fun. And of course we always played records and that was fun. But I mean, I love that part. Another scary one was flashlight tag
we never played.
Oh yeah. And like, of course this is where the mom and dad aren't home, which again, me, the rule follower, it scares me that there's no supervision. But you turn out all the lights and you have a flashlight and that's all you have. But the rest of the house is absolutely pitch black. And so you are playing tag. You're running around trying to catch people. And there's something absolutely terrifying about somebody chasing you in the dark. It's just... And I would get like, I'd almost hyperventilate because of the anxiety. Oh, this explains so much now. that was not fun. That wasn't fun.
I would think for the parents, if they had known this was going on, they would have been hyperventilating.
Yeah, but it was the 60s or the early 70s. Yeah,
kids running around with...
Nobody was... I don't know what they were doing, but...
I mean, how much furniture got destroyed?
Yeah, I don't know. I was worried somebody was really going to get hurt. Really, really get hurt. I think those are my... and then, of course, this isn't slumber parties, but we would TP people's houses. You know, we'd pick somebody and... From high school. That was a high school
thing.
Was
it somebody you didn't like or somebody you did like?
It could go either way. It could be somebody you secretly liked or we secretly liked, but it could also be somebody that was a douche in school, you know. But you had to be careful because if you got caught, and it made a big mess. I don't know if you've ever...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, I'm sorry. I feel like I've hogged the whole slumber party portion of our show.
Your slumber party sounds so much more fun than mine. All I remember is forcing myself not to fall asleep because if you did fall asleep, somebody would inevitably put shaving cream in your hand and then tickle your face until you brought your hand up to your face and slammed shaving cream in it. Or toothpaste. Toothpaste was a big one too. But I was... just determined not to be that person. And I think I so far have succeeded.
Yeah, I think we did do the one with where you put somebody's hand in warm water. And that was usually drinking would have been involved in that where the person was kind of passed out a little bit.
And be careful what you wish for.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you've got to live with the results.
Oh, right, right. Then you're at somebody else's house, so nobody, you don't care. Oh, okay, yeah, so you don't care what's going on the Barca Lounger or whatever.
And there were always seances, and everybody always had a Ouija board.
Yeah,
then,
and those still scare me. That it just, I don't know. There's something about, it feels like it's moving on its own, and I can't explain it.
All right, so speaking of terrifying things at parties, how about spin the bottle?
I was never at...
Oh, man, you lucked out.
I think only one time was I at a party where there were boys and girls, and that was going to be something. And I think I went and did the dishes in the kitchen or something. I didn't want to be involved.
Yeah, I do remember doing spin the bottle. And I remember you had to go into the closet with somebody and whoever the bottle landed on. And I remember neither one of us were the least bit interested in reaping the rewards of that selection. And we were in the closet and we just kind of kept watching our watches going, I guess we've been in here long enough. What do you think?
Well, okay. Is that the same game or part of the same game as 7 Minutes in Heaven? Have you heard that one?
Oh, I don't know.
That was another, I think, teenage one where you have to go into a closet with somebody else for 7 minutes and nobody on the outside knows what you did or didn't do. But
Maybe I'm combining them. It's been a while.
Yeah. But when you played Spin the Bottle, did you want to get, when you were the spinner, was there a Dickie Booker in the midst that you wanted it to land on?
Usually there might have been one out of 10. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember ever landing on the person that I would have selected had life been otherwise.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was never, the game sounds better than it actually
Yeah, it's very stressful.
Was.
I think it is anxiety
yes,
producing.
Yes, very stressful. Right. Absolutely.
Well, we sure know a lot about parties, Marty's.
Don't we though? Party. Don't do this at home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you'd get sued if you did any of what we've spoken about tonight.
Yeah, so what do they do now with all the litigation? What do they do? What kind of parties do people have anymore?
I don't know. Political parties? I don't know what they have.
Yeah. Since I spent all those years planning parties, I think maybe you and I should plan the party of the century and we'll invite all our listeners.
That would be great.
Yeah, both of them. That would. Yeah, it would.
So that means you and me. Oh, don't cut that out right now.
Stop it.
Okay.
You and your friends had so many great ideas. I think maybe retro party consultation. There's a new job for you.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Bring your own shaving cream.
And then you could play mystery date. You could play board game. I bet that would be, I would do it. All right. Well, let's
bring your own baby doll pajamas.
Yeah. Oh gosh. That might not be, nobody wants to see that. Do you remember any unusually fun parties from your younger years?
How about parties you planned that never happened? Post them on our Just Jiggle the Handle Facebook page.
And please subscribe to us so we can celebrate with our own party.
Come back and join Sherry
and Party Marty
next time for
Just Jiggle the Handle.